You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends of Radio Maria, and welcome to a sacred space, a place of spiritual companionship. I am your host, Beatrice, and as the title of this program indicates, I have a ministry of spiritual companionship, or also known as spiritual direction. Spiritual companions help people along their spiritual journey. Most people who come to spiritual direction are searching for meaning in their life, or they may be seeking to deepen their relationship with God. Spiritual direction offers a person the possibility to develop a deeper sense of self-awareness and awareness of how God is working in your life. But most importantly, you become aware of God's love for you and the special place you hold in His heart as His child. We can get close to our Lord in different ways. One way is through Mary, our Blessed Mother, by consecrating ourselves to her. In our time together, we will be preparing ourselves for Marian consecration. After the 5 weeks of preparation, we will be celebrating Holy Mass, where we will be making our consecration to Mother Mary, and I invite you to join me in this preparation. I am using Father Michael Gately's retreat guide entitled 33 Days to Morning Glory, a do-it-yourself retreat in preparation for Marian consecration. If you want to purchase the book and follow along, it is available for purchase either online or at your local religious bookstore. The name of the book is 33 Days to Morning Glory, a do-it-yourself retreat in preparation for Marian consecration, and the author is Father Michael E. Gately. In this retreat, we will be looking at the thoughts and writings of four great saints who have had a very close relationship with Mother Mary. In the first week, we look at the writings and thoughts of Saint Louis de Montfort. The second week, we read about Saint Maximilian Kolbe and his devotion to Mother Mary, followed by Saint Mother Teresa. And finally, the fourth week, we read and reflect on the thoughts of Saint Pope John Paul II. Each day, I will read a reflection from the book 33 Days to Morning Glory, followed by a prayer and a question for you to reflect on. If there are any questions or reflections that you would like to discuss with me personally, please feel free to call me at Radio Maria 416-245-7117 or email me at sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. In a few moments, I will be reading the day's reflection. Hello, I'm your host Beatrice, and welcome to Sacred Space Spiritual Companionship. We are preparing ourselves for a Marian consecration, and we are using the retreat guide based on Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days of Morning Glory. Today, we will be looking at the day one. Let us first begin with the prayer, the Angelus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done to me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt among us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Wherefore we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This week we'll focus on the example and words of the first great prophet of Marian consecration. We'll begin by learning about his life, and then we'll ponder the essential aspects of his Marian teaching. Day 1. The Passionate Saint of Brittany. When looking at a map of France, we notice something about its shape. See how one part sticks out, almost as if it were running away from the rest of the landmass, ready to dive off in the Celtic Sea? That jutting arm in the northwest of the country is called Brittany, and that's where St. Louis de Montfort grew up. There's something special about Brittany that seems to have had an influence on St. Louis, its Celtic roots. Brittany is considered one of the six Celtic nations, meaning that the Celtic language and culture still survive. One part of Celtic culture seems to have seeped deeply into the heart of St. Louis, the high spiritness of its warriors. From ancient times, Celtic warriors have struck terror in the hearts of their enemies. If you ever seen the movie Braveheart, you know what I mean. Think of the fearless figure of Sir William Wallace, played by Mel Gibson, and his crazy crew of Scottish Highlanders who take on an English enemy many times their size. This shows something of the Celtic fighting spirit, but the real-life version is even more intense. Often wearing nothing but blue battle paint, real Celtic warriors would work themselves into a bloodthirsty frenzy, rush into combat, screaming their heads off, and wildly slash, bash, and slice away at their enemies with huge two-handed swords. These fierce fighting men, despite their lack of discipline, armor, and order, were extremely effective in battle because of their unmatched passion and ferocity. Throughout history, nobody has wanted to mess with the crazy Celtic warriors. St. Louis's dad, Jean Grignon, must have been descended from these wild men warriors, for nobody wanted to mess with him either. In fact, he was known for having the most fiery temper in all of Brittany. As one author puts it, he was a volcano frequently erupting. St. Louis, on the other hand, was as gentle as a lamb, right? Wrong. He confessed that his temper was just as bad as his father's. But Louis channeled his fiery passion not to threats and violence, but to laboring for the greater glory of God. We can get a better sense of Louis' remarkable zeal if we reflect on his short but incredible, productive priestly life. When he died in 1716, St. Louis was just 43 years old, having been a priest for only 16 years. Tireless labors to bring souls to Jesus through Mary, especially by his preaching an endless succession of parish missions, brought about his early death. As if these life-sapping labors weren't suffering enough, Louis had to bear vicious persecution from the clergy and Jansenist heretics, even to the point of being physically attacked and poisoned by them. Despite all this, our indomitable warrior kept advancing on the battlefield, continuously preaching his trademark path to Jesus through Mary. In fact, when leaders in the church in France thought they had put an end to his work, Louis walked this 1,000-mile journey to Rome and asked the Pope for his wisdom and counsel. The Pope not only told him to go back to France and continue preaching, but awarded him the title Apostolic Missionary. Obediently and joyfully, our saint returned to France, where he continued to preach, write, and patiently bear his many sufferings of love for Jesus, Mary, and souls. St. Louis' passion and zeal lit a fire in a young Carol Wyatola, the future Pope John Paul II. A few years before his death, the Pope was able to realize a lifelong dream and visit de Montfort's tomb. He said on that occasion, "I am happy to begin my pilgrimage in France under the sign of this great figure. You know that I owe much to the saint and to his true devotion to the Blessed Virgin." Now, what about us? Do we have a fire in our hearts as we begin this retreat? We should, or at least we should strive for it. Desire and generosity are a key ingredients to making a successful retreat. May Mary intercede for us, and may the Holy Spirit fill us with a passion to conscientiously make these days of retreat despite any fatigue, distractions, or obstacles. And let's remember that what we may have to endure in terms of the discipline of prayer is nothing compared to what St. Louis went through, and he'll be interceding for us. Relying on his intercession and that of Mother of God, let's resolve right now to dedicate ourselves to this retreat with the intensity and zeal of a Celtic warrior, though without all the face paint and screaming. Today's prayer: Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to make this retreat with generosity and zeal. Before we conclude today's reflection, I would like to leave you with a question for you to reflect upon. Consider the place where you grew up and your birth family. The birth family and the parents of St. Louis de Montfort had an impact on his intense personality and development. St. Louis then directed all his fiery zeal to the Blessed Virgin Mary, because he understood the importance of laboring to bring souls to Jesus through Mary. What is it about your birth family and birthplace that might contribute to or provide obstacles to your own growth in holiness and desire to belong more completely to the Blessed Mother?
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit,
burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here. Holy Spirit,
you have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.